good evening, and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. Alongside with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Karen Lawrence is over to our left, and she'll be going around with prize slips she'll be handing out, and you could be a winner tonight during the KXCV KRNW Coaches Show with some Bearcat memorabilia here. So that's coming up. We've got a good show on hand tonight, as we'll be talking with Northwest Missouri State head women's volleyball coach in Amy Worth. Also from her team, Jackie Becker. We'll talk tennis tonight as well with Northwest assistant coach Luis Altamiris, along with Northwest tennis players Finn Glowick and Lorena Rivas. And, well, of course, we'll be talking Bearcat football later tonight as well with Adam Dorrell, all on the show here this evening. And Matt Gorder, normally we would be talking with Mark Rosewell this evening, but Mark's down south. He got a ticket to the Royals game tonight.
Well, I was going to say, I understood in a report earlier today that he was busy on a recruiting trip to Kansas City looking for players at Kauffman Stadium or nearby. So that is understandable. Pretty big game coming up tonight.
Yeah, that it is. And speaking of big games, the Northwest football team last Saturday, a big win over Northeastern State at 59-7. They got a lot of things going in the right direction on Saturday.
I think the big thing is hopefully they'll be able to gain a lot of confidence with what they did with the running game. Now, I know Northeastern State didn't have the best run defense in the league. Matter of fact, last statistically in the conference, but you still need to go out there and perform and to put up numbers like that, 264 yards of rush offense and 6 of the 8 touchdowns scored on the ground. It's still a confidence booster. It's still something that can help that team, and not just the offense, but the team as a whole, because running the football is very important. Any coach is going to tell you that. So hopefully that confidence level will boost, and it'll carry over into this weekend through the rest of the season.
Now, I'm talking with Coach Storm. We'll hear more from AD later about this, but he felt like it's probably the most complete game his team has played so far this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the thing is Northeastern State is a team that could have easily been one of the overlooked type teams because they just haven't been playing real well this year. Nothing showed that they were probably going to play real well last week, but the Cats didn't take that for granted. They went in, played like it was just any other game, like they have so far, you know, through the rest of the season, and I think that's why they were able to perform so well on Saturday.
We'll be talking volleyball a little bit later as well, but the volleyball team right in the middle of a seven-match home streak here, and they've been playing some pretty good volleyball.
Yeah, they have. They've run into a couple of really good teams in their last two matches. Teams in the top part of the MIAA have got another one of those coming up this weekend at home, so they've got home matches tomorrow and Saturday to wrap up that seven-match stretch. But, yeah, it's been an important stretch. They're still in the top half of the MIAA. A lot of conference play left, and they're going to be right in the hunt the way things are going so far.
And they've sure been a fun team to watch.
They have been. You can see the confidence level over what they had last year. Of course, a lot of the same players from last year's team. You can tell that experience is there, and even the new players that are a part of the mix are fitting in well, and that's important. Sometimes that's hard to do, but they've been able to do it this year, and everything is mixing together real well right now for volleyball.
Again, we've got a good show lined up tonight. Support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. As always, our thanks to Carson, Renee, and all the wait staff here at Carson's for the work they do each and every Thursday during our coaches' show. And again, we got Karen here handing out a lot of the prize slips. We'll be announcing some of the winners from the prizes that we have to give away here tonight as well. Karen Lawrence, our sideline reporter for Bearcat football games on Saturday afternoon. So stay tuned. We've got a lot more coming up. Up next, we'll talk tennis with Northwest assistant coach Luis Altamiris. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Time to talk tennis as a graduate assistant and assistant coach for the Northwest tennis team. And Luis Altamirez joining us. And Luis, you're in for Mark Rosewell. We talked at the outset. Mark's got a previous engagement tonight down in Kansas City. I guess those are he's a big Royals fan. So,
yeah, I understand sometimes coach is a big fan of the Royals, so if he needs me to be here, I'll whatever he needs.
All right, well, that's kind of what you do an awful lot of, isn't it? Just helping you out and doing a great job with the tennis program. And
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about the transition you've had to make from a standout player in the Northwest tennis program to becoming an assistant coach, and a little bit of the differences there for you.
Well, it is really kind of challenging at the beginning, because when you're a player, you have all the teammates that, I mean, yes, of course, there's always respect, but it's different kind of respect from being a teammate than being a coach. So it's a tough transition sometimes, because, I mean, they see me as a friend, they see me as just a doubles partner, a teammate, and then I make the transition, and then I have to ask them, hey guys, I mean, when we're off the court, that's fine, we can be friends or whatever, but when we're on the court, I mean, I want this difference. And for some of them, it's been harder, but they've done pretty much a good job all together. And I mean, of course, having new freshmen in the team helped a lot, because of course they don't know me, they were not teammates with me, so this is a good. It helped me a lot to make it smooth, the transition.
Now, obviously, there's a lot of international students that come and play in Northwest, and your background being an international student as well coming in, does that really help you a lot as far as helping relate to the players and maybe help in their adjustment to coming to Maryville?
It does a lot, because most of the players, and they don't have to only come from Spain, they come from anywhere, and having an assistant coach that understands their position, how tough it is for them to come, and how they feel at this, I can emphasize with them a lot. So I feel like I can, they relate with me, with my experience, and that helps them a lot. Also, I mean, when they need help, it's easier for them, I guess, to come ask me and all this stuff. And the relationship, it's I guess, you know, it's better, I guess, overall. And this, I think this also helps a lot for recruiting. When I talk to young player that wants to come, and I tell them that, hey, I'm from Spain, and I've already been in your situation, and I was also a freshman at one point, and I've been through this and this, so I feel like they get closer to me, and it builds a relationship.
And I know a lot of players come from very varied backgrounds, but it's really a family atmosphere with the tennis team. Both the men and women get along so well. And I know, seeing a Facebook post this weekend from Springfield, the ITA regional, we had one of the players celebrated a birthday, and everybody took part in a big celebration there. And I imagine that makes it kind of special, doesn't it?
Yes, and I mean, we've tried to build this team building and family throughout all these years, and it's a team culture that I don't think we're gonna lose ever, because no matter where student athletes come from, no matter what part of the world, once they're Bearcats, they kind of transition to this team culture, and pretty much everybody fits in. And I mean, I think that also speaks of itself about the tennis team. You know, we have this identity.
And it's a winning identity, too. Everyone comes out. You're expected to play well and do well, but it seems like on top of that, you've worked together, practiced together, but there's a certain expectation that everybody has with their game.
It's true, and we were talking with Coach about this because, yes, for example, if you go back to this fall, the results, I think the results were still successful, even though we didn't win the regionals, for example. But we've been really good the last few years, but we cannot expect to have the same success every year for the rest of our lives. And, you know, like, we have to be realistic. All the teams, they work hard every year too. So we just, I guess, if we keep working hard and we keep doing the things that right, I think things will keep falling our way, but we cannot get relaxed. You know, I mean, yes, we've had good seasons in the past, and a lot of people still expect from us, but we have to keep working hard and we have to keep giving our best on and off the court so things keep falling the way they have been.
Yeah, the ITA regional tournament down in Springfield this weekend, and obviously he didn't win the tournament, but you had a lot of players, I think, from a standpoint of the entire teams, everyone had a little bit of success down there in the first and second rounds, and I think that is something you can really build on.
True, and this is really true, most in singles. That's what I was actually really pleased, because I saw really good things in both teams. All the four women that played the A draw, they all won the first round. They went into the second round. We were not very lucky on the draws because a couple of them played one and two seeds. So they were tough second rounds. So, I mean, we understand sometimes you don't get lucky with a draw, and it's the way it is. But we were really happy with the women's performance. Lorena made it to the second day, so that was really good for her. Really, really happy with her performance as well. And on the men, even though three of our top six guys lost in the first round, they lost in the super tiebreaker, which, I mean, after you win the first set and you lose the second set, you play a tiebreaker, it can go either way, really. So yes, we had three guys in the second round at least, and three guys in the third round too, but it could have been six, you know. But it just, a couple points fell the opposite way, but you cannot be, I mean, of course, I know the guys are disappointed about it, but I cannot hang them for this, because it's just a couple points. I mean, it doesn't really make that big of a difference. And I saw the match, I saw them play, I saw them giving 100%, I saw really good things when they on the court, and I see things we can improve. So I really take overview, I guess, of the entire tournament.
The fall season is a lot different than the spring season. In the fall, really emphasizing individual performance in tournaments. In spring, it's a team competition. So the fall has come to a conclusion with the regional down in Springfield. So got a little bit of time off gearing up for the spring season, which gets underway in February. What are some of the things that you want the players to work on between now and when they pick things back up in the spring?
Well, the number one and priority, and all the players already know it, is their conditioning and their strength. We've already talked to the strength conditioning coach, and we're starting a program next week of season of weights and so forth, because during the season with tennis, you have to be very careful, because if you do weights on a Wednesday and you play Friday, you're gonna be sore. Your performance is not gonna be as high as it would have been, you know. So you have to be really careful. So we need to use the off season time as much as possible, so the guys can get in the best shape they can ever be. Of course, they have to do a little bit on their own over winter break. But then when they come back from winter break, we have a couple weeks again. And then we start the spring season, which is what matters the most.
And obviously, you have to deal with the weather a little bit at that time to try to get your workouts in inside. But it seems like it's something that you're able to really adjust to. Both the men and women have had a lot of success in the spring seasons.
Yes, and I think most of it is because, I mean, if you think about it, yes, the weather here is not as good, but they have an entire month over winter break to practice somewhere in Germany, somewhere in Mexico, in Argentina, where it's summer down there, and, you know, Costa Rica. So they do practice the entire month, and they play. I know most of the guys play pretty much every day, and so I think yes, that helps a lot for us. But when we come back here, we have a couple indoor courts that we can actually still play, and I think that is actually an advantage that we have against other schools, that they don't have anything. And if they want to play, they have to travel 45 minutes to courts every day if they want to practice. So I feel like we are actually lucky to have at least something to play, you know.
And let's talk a little bit now before I let you go about recruiting. First of all, you came here from Spain, and now talk a little bit about what drew you to the Maryville campus and Northwest Missouri State, and then maybe what you try to do as far as recruiting players now.
Well, we receive a lot of emails every day from people all around the world that they want to come to the school. So first we have to do some kind of screening, and Coach and I look at the videos, and we decide not only based on their tennis level, but we also based on their academics, because for us it's really important. We don't only want to recruit tennis players, we want to recruit good students too. Because it's not gonna, in the long run, yes, you might have a good player, that doesn't graduate, that's not gonna be no good for us. So we look at that they have good grades in high school, that they have to have a good scores, you know, that to access the school, and of course to have good level. Then, we have a few agencies that we kind of relate to, and we have kind of a connection, but. Most of the time, this coach and I looking through the internet, trying to find people and trying to get in contact. I mean, the more time you spend, the more chances you have to find better people, the more chances you have to succeed at the long run. So,
yeah, what's the biggest selling point to bring a student to Northwest?
Selling point. Well, of course, the money is always good. You know, if you can offer a scholarship to a player, it's always good. But what I tell players, for example, now that I'm trying to get a player for the spring, I tell him, look, when you're in Spain, if I have a player from Spain, I tell him, look, you're playing tennis in high level competition. It's a sport that you love, and you want to come to States. I can offer you the opportunity to play tennis in the same high competition, and to provide you to study a university to get a degree that is pretty much paid for. You learn English, you get the experience, you move away from the family, you grow up, you mature. There's so many factors that are beneficial for the student athlete coming from abroad. To me, it's a no-brainer. And the problem also back home, most of the people, if they want to keep playing tennis, they have to either give up studies and pay everything on their own, because the government don't really give any scholarships. So back home, I have a lot of people that they used to play really good tennis. They could have came here. They decided to study. They gave up tennis. Or they don't study. They go for tennis. And then after a few years, they say, oh, well, I didn't make it pro. What happened? I don't have a degree. So what I do say, hey, come here. You mature as a person. You mature as a player. After you're 22, 23 years old, you graduate. You can go back home. You can try to go pro if you want to.
Hey, now what's the future hold for you? As again, you're a graduate student right now and helping out with the tennis program. What's your future lie here?
Well, that is a good question, because I've been asked this question the last few months so many times, and I don't know what to answer. Honestly, I want to stay in the States. I would like to find a job somewhere, maybe in the Midwest. I'm really open to anywhere. I just really want to work. But it's tough, because, as an international student, you get all the work visas, and you start all the paperwork, and make sure you have a company that they want to sponsor your visa. So there's a lot of things that need to fall in line again, you know. But it's a long process that, if I start soon, I don't graduate until April, May. So if I start now, I feel like I will have a little bit of a cushion that will give me time to find a good company that will eventually want to have me for a long run.
All right, well, Luis, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Luis Altamirez with us, an assistant coach for the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis teams. And when we come back, we'll continue to talk tennis with a couple of players off of the tennis team. They'll be joining us here right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we continue to talk tennis here, we've got a prize to hand out here as Rachel Hunt is a winner this evening, as Rachel receives a gift card from the Student Body. So Rachel, come over to our left and see Karen over here, and she'll take care of you with the gift card there. So congratulations to Rachel Hunt. And we continue to talk tennis this evening as Finn Glowick and Lorena Rivas join us from the Bearcat men's and women's tennis teams. And guys, it's good to have you with us here on the program tonight.
Thank you.
Hello. And first of all, let's, Lorena, kind of talk a little bit about how the fall has gone for you as things concluded this past weekend down in Springfield with the ITA tournament. But how was fall overall for you this year?
I think the fall was good, pretty good. In singles at the beginning, I didn't do that good, but doubles is strong always. And in the ITA, I wanted to make it to the quarterfinals, but unfortunately, I got a hard match. And in doubles, we did really good too. So it was a decent fall, better than last year. And I think all of the girls did.
How do you approach the fall season? Obviously, it's a different concept than what the spring team season is. Just from individually, what's the difference as far as preparing for your weekend matches in the fall?
I think it's pretty much the same for me. Like, just that in the spring season, if you win your match, it's, and all the others doesn't win, doesn't mean anything. And here's more individually, so. For as far as preparing myself, I think I do the same rituals than when I'm going to play, because anyways, you're playing singles match in spring.
All right. Again, as mentioned, too, Finn Glowick is with us. And Finn, talk a little bit about the fall and how things went for you this fall.
I think I started directly pretty strong, and my first tournament was a good success. And I kept going, and I was pretty confident when we came to the ITA, and I knew I would do better than last year, because last year I directly lost in the first round and only won one game. So, but I had high expectations on myself, because I wanted to go further than last year and prove it to myself that I can go further. And in the first round, I had to play against the number 7 seed. It was a really tough match directly at the beginning, but I believed in myself and I beat him, and I was able to rest a little bit in the second round because it was an easier opponent. But in the third round, it was also the number one from Harding University. He was seeded 10. But I believed in myself and kept fighting even after I lost the first set, came back the second set and won in the super tiebreaker. Also because I had good coaches on my side. And yeah, it was a pretty successful tournament for me.
And when you talk about the competition, I guess I'm not sure a lot of people fully realize the type of competition you see in this region. It's one of the top regions, I think, in Division II. And just kind of talk about the level of play that you see day in and day out in this region.
Oh, the level of players is really good, especially in the last year. I think it really improved even more. And I think we didn't have that strong of an ITA in the last years. I think it was really tough, and there were a lot of good players, even with the two jury guys in there. And I think the level improves from year to year.
And now that the season is over, at least the fall portion of this, for both of you, let's just talk a little bit about the off season training that you have to go through. Again, it's really a year-round type of sport for you, but where do you go now as far as the next few months to make sure you're ready to go for spring?
Well, we are gonna start doing conditionings and weights, so more about putting ourselves stronger for the spring. And also, still training tennis, so it's kind of three things at the time, so it's not easy to. But.
Yeah, still a lot of time on the courts, even though that the fall season is over with then.
Yes, I mean, the focus right now is more on school, but of course we have to keep practicing, even though we have to practice on our own, because the coaches are only allowed to practice 2 hours a week with us. But our captains will lead the practice, and we practice pretty much every day. And it's just on our own now, but we have to keep practicing so that we are ready to attack in the next season.
Now, one thing before we let you go, we talked a little bit about this with Luis as well, but just the atmosphere that I think Mark and Luis both tried to get with both the men's and women's teams, where it's really a close-knit group for both the men and women here, isn't it? Or it seems like you see guys pulling for each other and getting along, where it's a family atmosphere for you guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have to be there for each other most of the time, like in the tennis court and in the and outside. Like, I live with tennis players, so we are always together, and we help each other. And more also because we are international, so that's something that makes us be together. Like, most of us are international, yeah. Not all of them, but...
All right, and Finn, just talk about the family atmosphere and how much that means to you as well.
I think we are one big family, and it's pretty special, especially because in Division One you have one men's and one women's team, and they basically don't have to do anything with each other. And here it's more like we support each other whenever we can, and it's not like one men's and one woman's team is it's basically one big family. And I think you can see that even when we are playing and one team is already done, we directly go to the other team and cheer for each other. So yeah.
All right, well, guys, thanks a lot for being with us tonight.
You're welcome.
Again, that has been Glowick from the men's tennis team, and also Lorena Rivas on the women's side, as their fall season had just concluded this past weekend down in Springfield. We've got another gift to hand out here before we go to a break. Devin Rankin is a winner of a student body gift card. So Devin Rankin, come over and see Karen Terlift and pick up the student body gift card here. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to volleyball, as the volleyball team, again, in the middle of a homestand here at Bearcat Arena with a couple matches coming up this weekend. That's coming up as we continue on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. As John mentioned, we turn our attention to Northwest Missouri State Volleyball as head coach Amy Wirth joins us. And, Coach, I know the last couple of matches, results-wise, you haven't gotten wins, but you played some pretty tough competition. Talk just generally what you saw out of the team in those matches against Missouri Western and Central Oklahoma.
We knew Central Oklahoma, you know, from the standpoint of where they –
KRNW comes from SSM Health Medical Group, offering patients 10 locations and access to 46 primary care providers and specialists associated with St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. More information is available at ssmhealthstfrancis.com/locations. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the St. Joseph Community Chorus, a regional choir that fosters the enjoyment and appreciation of choral music from classical to contemporary throughout the Midwest. More information is available online at stjoechorus.org. Marketing assistance for the chorus comes from the St. Joseph Visitors Bureau. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Office of Student Involvement's Encore Performing Arts Series, presenting the comedy All Hands on Deck Tuesday, October 13th on the campus of Northwest Missouri State University in Maryville. Show information is available at 660-562-1226.
And good evening. You are listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. We were having a little bit of technical difficulties with the Bearcat Coaches Show, which we now jump back to, already in progress.
With the block, or we could get a big kill out of those long rallies, and I thought the place was going to explode. And volleyball is so much about momentum, you know, and that's why we play 5 sets. And I try to tell our girls, you know, you don't have to be perfect. You know, this is a long match from the standpoint of, you know, being down 0-2. You know, we're not out of it, but we have to work hard to get back in it. And I just felt like, you know, we just didn't have that discipline that we needed to be able to get that crowd going our way, you know, because they needed something, you know.
And we're going to jump back to music right now while we get this these technical difficulties worked on. You're listening to KXCV, KRNW.
It could be very boring, you know, so they wanted to find a way to get more, interactive. Came with the crowd, and I feel like, you know, you're right, you can come back, you know, from five or six down if you get the momentum on your side, because there's a point that's scored every single time. So from our standpoint, we got to start stronger and we got to finish stronger, and so it's tough when you got 3 in 1 week, you know, to learn a lot of lessons. But there were some good conversations that I had, you know, leadership conversations, how to lead through adversity, you know, with our leaders on our team, and just the relationships that need to exist at a higher level, you know, not that they're bad relationships, it's just reminding them that, hey, these relationships got to stay strong when you go through adversity. So we definitely had an audience that wanted to learn, you know, the lessons, and I think that's an important sign.
Seems like you've talked a lot about the crowd. You've had some good crowds mm-hmm. in this stretch of home matches that you've had. Just talk about the importance, what that does for the team when you do have that support.
It just, you know, pushes you over the top, you know, if it's a close match. The sound is going to help you, you know, that momentum of people cheering for you type thing, it's huge. And knowing that you have that many supporters, you know, and I've heard so many positive comments from, you know, anyone that's come by my office, just how fun, you know, our energy is so high and compared to last year. And obviously they're going to compare us to last year because that's what they have as a fan. And it's just been so much fun to watch you guys play and those are really positive signs to hear that. You know, I know what our team can do, you know, but sometimes it's nice to hear those comments every once in a while because they're never as good as you want them to be, but they're really not as bad as you ever think they are, you know. And so from a coach's perspective, we get in our little box sometimes, and it's nice to hear those things that we have really good energy, you know, and that we're going in the right direction.
And I would think, too, hearing from fans, they may not look as critical necessarily, but for them to notice sometimes some big jumps like that, it takes a bigger jump maybe than for you to see an improvement because you're so used to it. So that kind of, does that make the compliment a little bit bigger that they're noticing?
Yeah, I mean, Elaine and I have been, you know, working hard here to put a lot of time into changing the program around, and we had a lot of freshmen on the court, and we took our lumps along the way because of it, you know, and it's nice to see, you know, the strong start. You know, we got a lot of work to do, but it's nice to see that you can hear those compliments, you know, because every day we work our hardest, you know, we get in there and grind it out, and we're going to keep doing that. Because we still need to continue to improve, and I feel like the body of work, we have a lot more to show, and that's what I'm really excited to see how we progress through the season.
Close out the current homestand with a couple of matches this weekend, tomorrow against Lindenwood, a team that's 1-4 in the conference, but then Central Saturday, the mm-hmm. team that's 4-1 in the conference.
Right.
So you're going to kind of see both ends of the spectrum.
And, right.
Focus always is important, but when you've got two completely different potential opponents, you have to balance how you focus on those matches?
It seems like, we have travel partners. That's what they call them, you know, and it seems like some of those travel partners are pretty opposite, polar opposite. We had Pitt on Friday, and then we had UCO on Saturday last week, and so they were pretty opposite. It seems like, the positive of that is that the teams that we're playing on Friday can set us up really good confidence-wise if we take care of ourselves for Saturday. And Lindenwood, you know, was an NAI school actually in the same conference that I played in at Graceland, and so I've been around the program forever. And I know the coaches really well, and they're making a transition, you know, to Division II, and they're getting the right athletes in. You know, they have more power than they have in the past, and they're doing a good job with you know, speeding up the offense. And so I think you're going to see a more improved Lindenwood team, even though their record may not show it. On the other side of, you know, Saturday, you got UCM, and I just always feel like we match up well with UCM. I think their style of play is similar to, you know, what we do. And we always tend to play them well at home for some reason. And last year, you know, we had a scrimmage and I thought we did really well against them. And so, you know, we're getting more confidence against, you know, taking sets away from those teams. And so I just really want our players, like you said, to stay focused, you know, because when you have a long week like we do, it's sometimes it's easy to get unfocused. But we have a good shot of playing our game on Friday night and being just fine. But understand that, you know, Lindenwood's going to push us in this conference, just getting so good, you know, and every single night we got to play our best. And so anyway, I'm just looking forward to the challenges of this weekend.
All right. Well, Coach, appreciate the time. And we're going to chat with Jackie Becker here in just a moment. But good luck to you this weekend.
Thank you very much.
That is Amy Wirth, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State volleyball team. And again, matches tomorrow night and Saturday evening at Bearcat Arena. And when we come back, we will hear from Jackie Becker, a junior for the Bearcat volleyball team. We'll do it right after this. You're listening to The Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. This center also features the life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville as we continue to talk Northwest Missouri State volleyball. Junior middle hitter Jackie Becker joining us. Jackie out of Lee's Summit. And Jackie, obviously you were a part of the team last year, as were many of your teammates as well. What's the difference been like? Obviously you guys are playing much better volleyball, but what's the difference been just in the overall feel of the team and the season so far?
You know, it's a lot easier coming in and only having three freshmen to learn our system. So the chemistry from the very beginning, I mean, even from camps this summer was, you know, it was there. And so going into preseason and having that chemistry, it made it a lot easier for us to work on things sooner and work through things. I'd say the energy, just going into every game, the confidence is there. Having five returners, you have more court experience, so we know how to push through obstacles and push through things that we weren't really sure how to push through last year. So the energy, the chemistry, the work ethic, I think, is a lot better, and our leadership from our captains is a lot better this year. I think we have a lot stronger leadership on the court as well as off the court from them.
With your position being a hitter, timing is so key between you and Sarah Donatelle, your setter. Is the only way to get that timing down perfect just the experience of playing together?
Yeah, it's a big relationship-based factor. Having the relationship with me and my setters, as along with like all our other hitters, we have to really focus on, you know, being on time and being up early. And as a middle, like you said, it's really quick. And having that relationship with Sarah and talking to her on the court, as far as mind my mind, here, 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 and letting her know where I'm at, it's it's difficult, but it's definitely there as long as we talk to each other and have that good relationship like we do.
Now, you see sets at different levels. Sometimes she'll set it up high. Sometimes we're right there at the tape at the top of the net. Is that something that's communicated, or is that something she does and you adjust to as you're up, or how does that work?
We definitely adjust as we watch the ball. We go after it. Coach has put us through a lot of situations in practice. We do a lot of those kind of drills as far as, you know, not every set's going to be perfect. No player is perfect. No setter is perfect. So we have to have that trust that, you know, Sarah's going to throw up a set that we're going to be able to hit, and then we'll adjust to it and trust our back row to be there just in case we need to, you know, recycle a ball off a block, or if we do get blocked, that our back row will be there to pick it up.
You guys have had a couple of losses to some pretty good teams, but since you've been playing well in the season as a whole, does that help still keep the confidence level high despite those?
Yeah, taking a loss from Mo West it's definitely a hard hit, but you know, our confidence is still there. We know we're a good team. We know we have a lot of weapons, and we know how to have a backbone and push back. And I think we're ready for this weekend. As far as the two teams we face, we know they're good teams, and I think we're ready to take on the challenge. And how we bounce back from the two losses we've taken this past week is really going to define, you know, what kind of players we are and what kind of team we are.
Coach Worth and I were talking about the crowds that you guys have seen. From a player's standpoint, what's that like to have that support, you know, several student groups being a part of it and everything like that?
It's phenomenal. It gives us so much more confidence, and it makes us feel so loved by our school and by our friends and fans that it propels us through games because they're there, like they're cheering us on even when we get down. I mean, it's nice to have that whole crowd there, that whole gym saying, you guys can do it, you guys can do it, and it reassures us. And it just, when we score, it gives us so much more energy and momentum because they're in it with us. And
well, Jackie, appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend. I know you got a couple of important ones. I bet it's been nice to be home for this last couple of weeks.
It's great. You know, my freshman year, we were on the road so much. We had the joke of, you know, road warriors. But it's nice to be home, and it gives everybody the opportunity to come see us play a lot more.
And even the trips you guys have had this year, not a ton of them, but you've covered a lot of miles this year.
Going to Malone was definitely an experience, getting everybody on a plane and there and back. It was fun. It was a great experience as a team, and then going to South Dakota is always a fun trip for us, and it's something we're used to as far as being on the road, and it kind of gets us ready for that mentality of these next few weeks we are going to be on the road a lot, so it gets us ready for that early.
All right, well, enjoy this weekend.
Thank you.
That is Jackie Becker, middle hitter for Northwest Missouri State, again tomorrow night at home against Lindenwood, and then they'll match up against Central Missouri Saturday evening. And just a note about that Saturday matchup, it is free admission on Saturday after the football game at Bearcat Arena. Before we go to break, we've got another prize to give away here. It's another student body gift card, and this one going to Zoanne Severson. So Zoanne is a winner of a gift card from the student body. And when we come back, we're going to turn our attention to football. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville. Across from Walmart, Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. We're at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we talk Bearcat football, we've got another student body gift card to hand out to Jesse Reidenauer, as Jesse is the winner here this evening for a student body gift card. So congratulations to Jesse. Adam Doral, the head coach of the Bearcat football team, with us. And AD, another good win for your team last Saturday down at Northeastern State.
It was, John. Thanks. We were excited. I thought we played well in all three phases, and that's something we really talked about doing. And excited, I thought we had a lot of kids make a lot of good plays, and played really good on defense again, and thought we played great on special teams. And then I was just really excited offensively. I thought we did some great things offensively. I thought Brady played really good, our quarterback. I thought we did some good things up front with the run game. So it was a great day, tough place to play. Not a typical atmosphere that we're used to playing in, so I was proud of our kids. I thought we created our own energy, and we carried that all day down there, and it was a beautiful day and a lot of fun.
We've talked in the passing game, it seems like a lot, that you get a lot of different players involved, a lot of receivers that get at least one catch. With the success in the running game last week, you got a lot of guys involved on the ground too, and that's just got to make it that much tougher to prep for your team.
It does. When you can attack on all fronts, we've talked about that before. I always use the term it's force multiplier, and it's hard to defend you like that. And it again, there's just, I'm sure I sound like a broken record, but there's so much more you get when more kids are involved. I look at our practices this week. Our practice has just been phenomenal all week in all three phases, and I attribute that to, obviously we're winning, and that's important. But we have so many kids that are involved. Those kids show up each day at practice and they're ready to go, and it's just a lot of fun. And I think we're being disciplined right now and with what we're doing, and it's hard to scheme us based on what we're doing right now, and it makes it fun.
I know, talking with you earlier this week too, you're happy with the leadership you're seeing out of your team in the senior leadership. Even though it is a young team, your seniors are really stepping up and doing a lot of things that you like right now.
Absolutely. First off, the accountability they bring each and every day to the locker room, and then bringing it out on the practice field. And we have nine seniors, but you look at that, and our captains, just the accountability that they're putting in the locker room, on the practice field. They're doing things the right way in the classroom and on the field. And when they're doing stuff like that, obviously that just filters right on down to the rest of your football team. So it's a lot of fun right now. It really is. It's fun going to work each day. It's fun going to practice. And you got a great group of kids right now, and I'm very proud of them.
You haven't had too many major injuries, but you've had some dings and some guys that couldn't finish games. Are you happy with the next man up that you've
Absolutely,
seen so far?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm very happy with that. I'm more happy with the attitude that the kids exhibit. The expectation level for the next guy up is it doesn't change. It's to do his 111th, do it to the best of his ability, do it with energy, and be physical. And I've been proud of that. I've been proud of our kids that have had to step in and play, their ability to take some tough coaching at times when, again, we're going to coach that kid just like we coach the starter. And so, we haven't had kids hide behind, well, I don't have any experience, or, I'm not the normal guy. And, again, that's fun when your kids are responding in a really positive way. It makes it a lot of fun.
And obviously you never want to see players go down with injury early in the season, but as they begin to get healthy now, you're really in a stronger situation because you've had those guys that have had some experience now.
Yeah, absolutely, John. I was just talking with Coach Wright about that before I left. It's one of those things. You look at we've had so many guys that have gotten meaningful experience here early in the season, whether it's injury or – we've had a little bit of the bug going through the locker room, but it's invaluable getting into this time of year when you look at the number of kids in our program that have had meaningful snaps, not just in blowout games, but meaningful snaps. Hopefully that's going to pay dividends for us here.
It seems like in the teams you guys have faced, and just in the MIAA in general, there just seems to be a lot more athletes, a lot more good football players in this league in general. Are you guys feeling that?
Yeah,
as well?
Absolutely. I think you see that. I think the parity in this league right now, I think your margin for error is very slim. But you look at at the recruiting from top to bottom in our league. I think it's safe to say, without mentioning teams, 6-7 years ago there was a few teams in our league that you can pretty much look at each week and go, yeah, it's going to be a win, you know, and it's not like that anymore. And you look at the records from top to bottom in our league right now. It's a very competitive league, and I think every school in our league right now is doing a really good job of recruiting and highlighting their university and their strengths. And geographically, it's neat to see the different schools in our team on where everybody's attacking recruiting-wise. It's probably a little bit more different than you think. And so, again, just with the addition of the Oklahoma schools and Kearney and Fort Hays, it's just everybody's pulling from a little bit different area in recruiting. And so I think it's made some of those schools a lot more competitive than they used to be.
Now you've got Lindenwood coming up this weekend, a team with only one win on the season, but they're another one of those teams that they've got a lot of players that can give you some problems with.
Yeah, phenomenal athletes, Sean. If you look at top to bottom, you'll see that their team speed's really, really good. You look at their back end, from a secondary standpoint, it'll be as good a secondary as we've seen. Their skill kids, their receivers. Again, like I told you with the Central Oklahoma D-line, just watch Lindenwood warming up. Very tall, rangy, athletic-looking dudes running around in receiver. They've got two running backs that they're playing. A quarterback right now, we don't know who's going to start for them at quarterback. They've played two different quarterbacks. Young man that started for him earlier in the season, very dynamic, spread option type kid, very elusive. And then the guy they've been playing here last week is more of a passer, pocket type guy, good passer. So we've got a challenge right away. We don't know who we're playing at quarterback. And then defensively, you know, they have a young man playing at linebacker who's, you know, a very, very good football player. And he's playing linebacker. He's their Mike linebacker. He's punting halftime for him. And he's playing some quarterback for him, too, and some Wildcat stuff. So he's a very dynamic player. So we've got a huge challenge in front of us Saturday.
Are there many times you go up against a defense where you really have to be aware of where a certain player is defensively? I know you talk about that offensively, yeah. Mirroring a quarterback or knowing where a receiver is. But does that happen often with a defense?
Probably not as much as it does with these guys, because in my opinion, everything they try to do goes through him. He's always to the field. They're always, in my opinion, they try to protect him with the defensive front, the way their defensive line plays, the shades that their defensive line plays with, the way they play their outside linebacker and how he adjusts to formations and slot receivers. They're always trying to protect him so he can just free range and run. And he does. I don't know the exact number. It's 40-something tackles in the last 2 weeks he's had.
Wow.
So it's phenomenal. 16, number 16. You'll see him. He stands out. So, you know, we've challenged our kids to go be physical and go get him. So we'll see how it goes.
Do you change any of the game plan offensively because of that?
Yeah, you do a little bit. I think you try to be aware of where he's at. He's a guy, again, I think they try to – their defense goes through him. So, you know, he shows up in the blitz tendency chart a little bit more than maybe some other teams do. I think the big thing is you got to get your kids in the mindset to go get him and mix up some legal cut blocks on him and mix up high. And, you know, I think teams maybe have gone wrong a little bit. It's almost like people are trying to run away from him. And to me, he makes as many plays when he's backside as he does front side. So we'll just try to be balanced like we always do, and we'll try to get him into some bad positions and see if we can go hunt.
All right. Well, AD, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Doerr. Stay tuned. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more.